filling a need, box expansion, and more coaches speaking up. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's an understatement to say that we always need officials. And for three men in southeastern Michigan who were first-year football officials this past fall, their paths to wearing the stripes were certainly different. Herb Burtz from Whiteford moved from the chain gang to between the lines after his kids graduated from high school. Clyde Canales, who won a state championship in 1987 playing at Erie Mason, has done everything since then, from flip burgers to monitor criminals on probation. And Brian Moore has gone from a two-way player at Sand Creek just 2 years ago, worried about getting flagged, to finding a whole new level of respect for the game and for officials. And it's folks like these that Ottawa Lake Whiteford football coach and athletic director Jason Messning says need to be embraced, welcomed, and thanked.
Our goal as an athletic department is to just show them more gratitude if we can, and continue to work with our coaches and our community and making sure that we're showing the great respect to the officials, because ultimately they're not making a lot of money out there, but they're giving back to the game, and that's something we should be appreciative of.
You can take a deeper dive into this story on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Marquette's boys basketball team, which swept its two games to win the Petoskey Invitational. Marius Grazulis was the tournament MVP. And the boys and girls bowling team at Hudson both took top honors at the Onsted Blastoff Tournament last weekend. Freshman Ariana Jonick won top individual honors on the girls' side. Brendan Childress won the boys' bracket. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
There's one very visible change coming to the basketball courts this year in Michigan. The sideline coaching box has been expanded from 14 feet to 28 feet. The expansion was allowed by national playing rules for individual state association adoption a year ago, but the change was announced too late for Michigan to opt for the larger box. Even though the box size has changed, other rules for behavior inside the box have not. Only the head coach is allowed to stand up in the box as allowable by rule. Once the coaching box is lost due to a technical foul, there is no way to get the coaching box back, and all other related rule restrictions apply. The change brings the game in Michigan full circle from when the old seatbelt rule was created in the 1980s. Hopefully, common sense will prevail, and the coaching box will be used for just that. Coaching.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The list of high-profile college coaches advocating multi-sport participation just continues to grow. Recently, College Women's Basketball Hall of Fame coaches Muffet McGraw at Notre Dame and Dawn Staley at South Carolina weighed in. Staley says she needs to detox specialized kids to get them to playing into a team atmosphere. McGraw took aim on specialization, saying there's no need for 10 to 12-year-old kids to play only one sport, and against a growing trend of parents who think they know more than coaches when they hear their child whine about them. McGraw added that kids need to learn how to fail, and their parents need to let them fail, saying how bouncing back from adversity is one of sport's greatest life lessons. And both are concerned about how social media is affecting kids. McGraw even stating that she's shying away from recruiting kids and families steeped too much in their screens and all the drama that comes with it. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.